Eye on the Arctic, Views from the North. I'm Elise Quinn. Now, when we usually think of climate change in the Arctic, it's animals like polar bears or seals that come to mind. But it turns out animal fossils dating from even up to 50 million years ago have a story to tell us as well. Now, a recent study of shark teeth from this period suggests that these animals could handle some of the environmental changes that come with warming temperatures better than we think. And joining us now to tell us more about the study is the leader of it, Sora Kim. Now, she's a postdoctoral fellow in geophysical sciences at the University of Chicago, and we've reached her in Chicago today. Sora Kim, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit about how you conducted this study, you know, where it was done, and what it was that you were interested in exploring.
Well, the premise of the study is really based on some shark teeth that my collaborator, Dr. Jalen Eberle from CU Boulder, found on the northern Banks Island in the Arctic Canada. And these teeth, I took some powdered samples of the enameloid, and in analyzing the oxygen isotope composition of the teeth, I was able to relate it to the salinity of the water at the time, 50 million years ago. And the salinity suggests that the water was actually much more freshwater dominated than today, or that we thought even in the past.
And that's a good point that the fossils that you looked at were millions and millions of years old. And tell us a little bit more about we know about what the Arctic was like at that time and the Arctic waters at that time.
We have very little evidence of the Arctic waters. We do have a lot of vertebrate fossils and plant fossils from the Arctic land, and we see that it's sort of this lush temperate forest that we have hippo-like mammals like Coryphodon. We have small furry animals in the underbrush as well, and we have these broad-leafed plants. In terms of the aquatic side for the Arctic Ocean, though, there's only one site that we've had so far, and that's on Lomonosov Ridge. It's in the central Arctic Ocean. And based on sediment cores that were taken there, we were able to see that there was a reduced salinity in that one region. Normal salinity for oceans is about 33 to 35 PSU, but at Lomonosov Ridge, there are estimates of closer to 21 to 25 PSU. And then our study at the coastal site is actually showing a salinity of about 12.5 PSU. So that's really far reduced than anything that we have at Lomonosov Ridge, and it's considered to be kind of almost a freshwater lagoon-type environment today.
And so when you were looking at this, you know, what sort of surprised you most, or what was most unexpected about when you came back and looked at everything that you had?
The salinity was definitely a huge surprise. There's a little bit of a translation that has to go from the isotopic data to an actual salinity estimate. But even when I saw the numbers for the isotopic values, I was pretty surprised. And these definitely came from the Arctic Ocean, right, Jalen? And she assured me that they did. And despite analyzing more teeth, I was still getting similar type of data because I thought that maybe it was a fluke. And then I also went through a series of tests to make sure that the process of becoming a fossil or being buried in sediments for 50 million years didn't have an effect of erasing the original sort of biological signal. And it took me a long time to even convince myself that this was actual data showing such a reduced salinity environment.
And then tell us a little bit how these findings relate to what we understand about the changing northern climate today, or how it can help us understand things going ahead.
Well, the time period of the Arctic is really seen as a deep time analog for what could come with future. 50 to 38 million years ago was this period called the Eocene that was quite warm, and it's often referred to as a greenhouse climate. And so with future climate change, it's projected that potentially we could get to that type of warm condition. And if so, that there could be increased amounts of freshwater runoff into the Arctic Ocean and cause this reduced saline condition once again.
And with the shark teeth, does that show us that the animals can adapt maybe better than we thought? Or how do you see it sort of fitting into that?
Yeah, these sharks, the sand tiger sharks today, they can go into reduced salinity areas, but they usually spend most of their time in just normal seawater, is what my co-author Dwayne Fox has shown with his tagging data. But it could suggest that in future climate change that sharks have a lot more sort of ecological plasticity. That is, they can tolerate a lot more environmental conditions than perhaps that they are currently living in today, and make those fine sort of physiological adjustments to be able to survive.
And where do you go from here? What do you want to look at next?
One of the things I'm looking at the University of Chicago is trying to expand the study to look across a broader region. And so not just the Arctic, but maybe also some more mid or low latitude sites. And then even to look at fossils from Antarctica and do similar types of studies. And so that's something that I've been working on getting together.
Well, Sora Kim, thank you so much for telling us all about it today.
No problem. Thank you.